Good morning, Elliot.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Never better. I'm so happy to talk with you. I think it's the pinnacle of my career.
Boy, you haven't really had much of a career.
Well, those are your words, not mine.
Oh, okay. So anyway, Bruce, you're calling. I know that you're the director of communication for National Police Week.
For the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial.
Oh, okay, which obviously hosts Police Week, I guess.
We're one of the co-hosts, that's right.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, your boys are all over the place.
Hopefully behaving themselves.
I'll tell you, the big group that I saw from Massachusetts yesterday were all driving in order down Route 50, so they seem to be doing okay.
Oh, you saw them for Law Ride. Yeah, those guys rode for hours in the rain.
Did they really?
To get here, yeah. It rained all the way down. It rained all the way to Severna Park, and then it stopped raining when they got to the memorial. They were soaking, but they were here.
Right, and I guess they weren't in, I don't know if it was either after or whatever, but they weren't in their police gear. They were all, like, in their, I guess, their riding gear.
In their leathers, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, it looked good, but, I mean, like Diane was saying, she was out yesterday, saw a bunch of, like, squad cars from all over the country.
Everywhere.
Right, right. Well, we call the area, like, the Penn Quarter area this time of year the safest place in the country.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know what? Not so much for a criminal.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah, not so much. Hey, so now let me ask you, there's a couple things. Obviously, Saturday night, I guess, I don't know if it was more publicized this year than in the past, but it seems like the candlelight vigil this weekend was a little more publicized because of the recent happenings in Fairfax.
I think that's true, and I think it points out to the reason why we need to do a better job year-round of respecting and remembering the service of our law enforcement officers. You know, all too often, our interaction with cops is, oh, they pull us over by the side of the road and we get pissed off. But these are people who rush in where civilians rush out. You saw that with Hurricane Katrina. You saw that particularly with 9/11. All the squad vehicles rushing in, all the civilian vehicles rushing out. So we need to do a better job of just thanking our nation's law enforcement officers.
So what kind of is the, I mean, Saturday night, I don't want to say it was the culmination because I feel like that's the kind of the kickoff for everything. But, like, what goes on during the course of the week?
Well, there are a bunch of events and activities at the memorial. We had, of course, the candlelight vigil, which you mentioned. We had the arrival of the Police Unity Tour, which is about 750 cops on bicycles who raise money for the National Law Enforcement Museum.
Are these the guys who rode across the country?
That's a group from L.A. 13 officers rode from L.A. to New York and then to the memorial.
Yeah,
I met up with them.
I saw them on the news. Yeah,
great group of riders, and they're committed. And, you know, law enforcement is putting their money where their mouths are. They're saying, we need to build this museum, and here's why.
Right.
But then, of course, today we have President Bush will be speaking to the survivors and law enforcement supporters at the West Lawn of the Capitol at noon, and then we'll have a wreath laying at the memorial this afternoon at 3. If your folks haven't come down to see the memorial around this time of year, it's really a nice time to do it. It's full of mementos, touching, and poignant memories of fallen officers. It's really a sight to see.
Hey, is the idea behind National Police Week, is it solely to remember those who have fallen, or is there anything about kind of moving forward? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we look, it's like a family reunion. So we mourn for those who passed, and we celebrate the lives of those who are still with us. I also think it's a call to action. And, you know, when the cops come here, they see old friends, they celebrate the lives of their peers, they commemorate the lives of the fallen, they recommit themselves to policing our society, which
right.
is, you know, what we need to do in this day and age, sadly.
And now, was there a heavier police turnout for Vicki R. Mills' service over the weekend?
Yeah, there were about 5,000 people in that procession. My understanding is Chief Rohrer gave the officers in Fairfax County paid time to go to that funeral.
So who was covering the county?
I think they had a lot of state troopers out there. Actually, they had a lot of state troopers, and that points out to how law enforcement helps each other.
Right.
You know, and we care for each other. We are in some ways a very big family.
Right. And now even though I don't want to turn this all into Vicki R. Mell, although it easily could be, and that'd be fine with me. But unfortunately, her name will be read next year. Correct.
That's correct. Yes.
Right, so it's based on calendar year.
That's right, and you know what's interesting is that Police Week lasts, you know, 4 or 5 days, and on average a law enforcement officer is killed every 53 hours. So it's inevitable that at some point before, during, or after Police Week, an officer is going to lose his or her life. The timing of this was particularly tragic, but it happens year round, and we don't notice it quite as much when it's not during Police Week, and we should notice it.
Right. And now, and again, if it's not right in your own backyard, you know, I mean, if there, you know, like, for example, I think, and it got kind of overshadowed by what was going on here, but I don't know if it would have gotten that much recognition. I believe it was an officer up in Philadelphia, couldn't have been more than 10 days ago.
That's right.
Who had walked into a, it was part of, like, community police work where, you know, it's like, you're going to walk your beat, you're going to get to know your neighborhood, you're going to get to know the people, so that you're just not some outside guy in a uniform who strolls through and scares everybody.
Nor do you just drive by in a patrol vehicle.
Right, but you're actually part of the community.
That's right.
You see these people, and I guess he had gone to, there's this one bar that was on his beat, and, you know, like any place else, any other business along his beat, he would just kind of walk in and say hey to everybody and just make sure everything was fine and, you know, continue along his way. And if I understand the story correctly, he walked in. Well, right before he walked in, some guys had gone in to rob the place. And I think there was three of them. Two of them were kind of – one was rounding everybody up. The other one was kind of going through and getting money. The third one was watching the door so that anybody who walked in, there was going to be a problem. Well, the officer walked in, and I want to say he was shot 13 times in the Adam's apple.
I'm not familiar with the particulars of that case, but what you're talking about points to the fact that there is no such thing as a routine call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may be walking your beat, you may be pulling over a vehicle for a traffic violation. Our officers are vulnerable 24/7, 365.
Right. Hey, and now you said on average a cop dies or is killed every 53 hours?
Once every 53 hours in the United States, yes.
How drastically has that number changed, either up or down, say, in the last 5 years?
It's down. Well, on average, we actually look at it in 10-year blocks of time. The 1970s were the deadliest decade for law enforcement, with, I think, 213 deaths average per year. It has since declined to about 164 deaths per year. Last year, we had 155 officers die in the line of duty. So the number seems to be declining. We seem to be doing a better job of protecting our law enforcement officers. Interestingly, since I'm sure most of your listeners are driving, more and more of our officers are getting killed in car crashes.
Right. Hey, is there any of that has to do with kind of the, and I don't know if they're more popular, maybe popular is not the right word, than they've been, but because of the, I guess you see more and more high-speed chases?
There are a lot of those. They're so-called routine traffic stops where you're driving down the road and, you know, your hands follow where your eyes go. So you'll be looking at a traffic stop and all of a sudden the officer gets wiped out. 6 months ago, we saw some lowlights of a scene in Minnesota where a cop got folded across the windshield of an SUV and walked away from the accident.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, our law enforcement officers are vulnerable all the time, which is why we have something like National Police Week to celebrate their service and to remember their sacrifice.
Right. So average civilian, what would you tell them to do?
I would say certainly there are probably two or three things that you can do. Number one, if you see a law enforcement officer today.
Hug him. Just go up and hug him.
Well, I don't know about hugging him. I mean, you can try that. But say thank you. They really appreciate gratitude. Certainly people can go to our website. It's nationalpolicememorial.com. Leave a tribute for an officer they know or a fallen officer. And number three, if they're local, come down to the memorial and see the impact of deaths on the survivors and the family members.
Right. And where exactly is the memorial?
It's right in Judiciary Square between 4th and 5th and between D and E.
I got you. Very good. Well, listen, Bruce, I appreciate the phone call, my friend.
Nice to talk with you, and take care, and thanks for keep up the good work with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They do great work, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You got it.